If you are looking for Christmas presents already for family, especially for children, Shelley Harshberger has the finger puppets, the three little pigs and all the stories up in the craft area that the children really like, as well as tapes of stories. There's some new jewelry crafters at the top of the hill. There's the great kettle corn at the top of the hill. There, between here and there, when you get thirsty, the tropical smoothie people are there. And be very nice. This is the same booth, but this is a new owner. So they were a little nervous when they came in yesterday because this is the biggest festival they've done yet. But there's a lot for you to do here over the next 3 days. And we hope that you will enjoy it and take advantage of everything we have. And we hope that you'll continue to come and return to the Florida Folk Festival. And I'm going to keep talking. Most of the people who are volunteering, who are playing music, have been coming to the festival for a very long time. My oldest daughter informed me today that this is her 25th festival. Her first festival was when she was 2 months old. And she flew back from graduate school in California because she said, I haven't missed one yet, and I'm already so in debt, what's another $200? So this is a family tradition for a whole lot of people who are here. And we want you now to sit back, enjoy Madam Presidente, Mindy Simmons.
Thank you very much. This is Eddie Kinder on the piano.
Chirping their songs while the wind blows patterns on the water. A happy dog barks, he's running squirrels up the pines. It's a fine, fine life in the country. Oh, everything here's growing. It's a fine, fine life in the country.
Can you hear everything okay?
Clear, lazy morns drift into peaceful evenings. In the distance, a night owl is hooting. There's fish in the lakes and game in the woods. It's a fine, fine life in the country. Let the world pass me by with all of its strife. Toss away all my cares and my worries. I wish I could stay. Such a fine, fine life in the country. Songs of the mother. It's a warm, fearless night as I lay down my head. Such a fine, fine life in the country. Yes, everything here's growing. It's a fine, fine life in the country. Yes, it's a fine, fine life in the country. Such a fine, fine life in the country. the guitar and the piano are not quite in tune with each other, we'll just pretend we're in a honky-tonk bar, and we've all been having some beers, and it's filled with smoke, and nobody cares. Oh, yeah. And isn't this nice? Are you all camped? Isn't this great for a little while? And then, you know, if we all stayed here, we'd all be going, man, I wish I lived in the city where nobody is. This is a song called I'm So Happy. And a friend of mine brought me the music and said, I cannot come up with lyrics for this song to save my life. So I said, well, just drop the music off and I'll play around with it for a couple days. And this is what I came up with. Ago, I met a guy who didn't think much of it at the time. That man took me by surprise, swept me off my feet, and made my poor heart begin to shine. Now we sing in the sunshine every day, sharing love the way we do. Never thought that tenderness could feel this way, and I'm so glad that I'm with you. You're the one that I want for life, and I'm hoping you feel the same for me. But I can't see living life in strife, so we'll have to just wait and see if this love was meant to be. What I feel is it's gonna be a long, long time before we go our separate ways. And it's okay, baby, if you want to say you're mine, 'cause that's just making me wanna say I'm so happy, feeling snappy, I just can't seem to get you off of my mind. Like the movies, feeling woo-wee. Honey, babe, I'm thinking I feel fine. Woo, yeah. It's okay, baby, if you want to say you're mine, 'cause that's just making me wanna say I'm so happy, feeling snappy, I just can't seem to get you off of my mind. Like the movies, feeling woo-wee. Honey, thank you. So when I took the song back to Ken, I said, here you go, here's some lyrics for your tune. Do you like it? And he goes, oh, yeah. My title for the song was She's So Mean. I know. I said, how do you get that out of those happy, happy chords? Well, now, I've known that mean girl. She was so mean, I was dating myself a really fine fella. Fine man. And you know, if you know me at all, I have a tendency to talk a lot. Well, I'm telling you, I'm just like, oh, he is so fine, he's so fine, took me out for lobster dinner, yank, 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 yank. Before I know it, my girlfriend's going out with him. That's right. If Sippy Wallace hadn't written this in the 1930s, I'd have written it today. Women, be wise. Ooh, keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't run around gossiping. Ooh, Lord, don't tell what your good man can do. Right in your face, then try to steal your man away from you. So, women, be wise. Ooh, keep your mouth shut. Don't you advertise your man. Yes, I am talking about your best girlfriend. Mm-hmm, you know she's a highbrow. Come on, that woman changes her clothes. 3 times a day, every day. And what do you think she's doing now? Woman, now that you're so far away, girl, she's loving your man in your own sweet bed. Come on, you better check it out with your doctor, honey. Get him to investigate your head. Woman, be wise. Ooh, come on, keep your mouth shut. I said, don't you advertise your man. Oh, go on, Eddie, advertise it for us. Sneak up and try to make him mine. So be wise. Ooh, Lord, keep your mouth shut. I said, don't you advertise your man. Don't be no fool. I said, keep it to yourself, girls.
I've always wanted to do that. Oh, I think I get shorter every time I do that. Wow, especially on a marble stage. Well, every once in a while, I will record a song that I then don't do out in public very much. And this is a song that Eddie called me and said, you know, I've been working on your tunes, and why don't you ever do that song, Where Are You Going? Didn't you do that? And I said, well, okay. Thinking deep like a blonde, I went, okay, let's do it. This is a song that I wrote for an engineer student when I was back in college, and we were kind of dating, but he had his first gig after he'd graduated from engineer college, and he was working out in Wyoming up on one of the oil rigs up there. And he would be 6 weeks out on the rig, and then 6 weeks he'd come back to Denver. So that's just where the title came, Where Are You Going? Because have you ever tried to find a guy on an oil rig out in Wyoming? Forget about it. You go into a little town, he's in an oil rig, and they all laugh. Which one? There's a lot of them out there anyway. So now I've set you up for this deep spiritual song. Where are you going? Where are you going? What do you see? Boy, I've got to tell you about some plans for you and me. But first you gotta want it, and I've got to want it too. But if we don't try, we'll never know. It's the least we can do. Don't stay too long, darling boy, you know I'll lose my mind. It's not that I need you, listen here, can't you see? It's the want in my heart that keeps telling me you're the best thing that's happened to me. I can make it alone, babe. Lord knows I've done it before. But at the end of the day, it would be so fine to see you walking through my door. Shall we give it our best? Are we gonna start here today? I know I want it. Do you think you want it too? We can fly to the sky, love till we die, babe. You know my heart speaks true. It's really sad when you can't even remember what the guy's name was. But what a good song, you know. I was so in love with being in love. Just like all us girls. What's the next song here? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, if you know my music, I write a lot about dysfunctional relationships. Well, that was a dysfunctional relationship, but I wasn't aware of it yet. So it was okay. Then I wrote this whole slew of dysfunctional songs, and then a girlfriend said, you know, if you keep writing about all these dysfunctional relationships, that's all you're ever going to manifest in your life. Oh, man, what a burden. So I thought, okay, you better write a happy little ditty. Just a happy little ditty. Maybe a song that everybody can sing along with. No, now see, here's the chorus if you want to sing it with me. It goes like this. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do to show you my appreciation. Now that's positive, isn't it? Wake up with you. I feel so much in love, I just don't know what to do. You make me so happy, baby, I just gotta sing about the love and joy and tenderness and all the things you bring. Here we go. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do to show you my appreciation. Very nice. Now in the afternoon when I could be feeling blue, instead I get a tingle, baby, it's all 'cause of you. Going about my business, I've got you on my mind, 'cause a better lover in my life I never thought I'd find. And snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do to show you my appreciation. Hit it, Eddie. A store, you know, like a Walmart or maybe Home Depot, and it's really crowded and you're in a hurry, just burst out in song. You'll clear the aisles, get right what you want, and go right to the checkout counter. I've found it works every time. Well, every time I sing this song, I usually see a couple or two gaze over at each other and smile, maybe touch hands, and think, that's our song. She's singing about us. Well, just so as you know, I wrote this song for my cat. The bridge goes like this. About you and just what you mean to me. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do. Snuggling with you is the least I can do to show you my appreciation. Snookums, I wanna show you my appreciation. Here we go. There was a lady sitting there going, how does she do that? It takes years of practice. Wow. Especially that purring in. That's hard to do. You have to pretend you're snoring. You know, how do cats do that? And then when you pet them, they get louder. It's like, wow, they're you're so easy to please. Cat door so they can come and go as they want to. Who's coming up next? It's been a pleasure opening for you. Eddie and I are going to be on the main stage at 6 o'clock this evening. The way I feel, well, it makes me scared. When I think about what's going on over there, I find myself thinking of the babies. See, they don't know that the whole world is going crazy. Yes, they don't know of their father's anger, but they'll soon be witness to their mother's sorrow, and they'll grow up in the same oppression, and we'll find their lives reflect their brother's aggression. One world, when will we see? Now I can say, each and every day, I'm learning more and more about the need to pray. I find myself thinking of the families as their whole world crumbled with the steel and concrete. Yes, they well know what can come of anger, and we all are witness to their pain and sorrow. But we must grow, and we must be strong, and we've got to find a way to right this wrong. One world, when will we see? If we will have our peace, we must accept diversity, and we must agree to be able to disagree without the bombs, without the fear, without suppression of idea, without the greed, without the need to snuff out the tallest or victimize the smallest. We must foresee. One world, same earth.
same mountain ranges, same water supply, same stars, the same moon, the same universe, the same human race, the same God, the same Thank you all very much. This is Eddie Kinder on keyboard. I'll be on the main stage at 6. Thank you.